I start my day by praising Allahu Rahman.
Nidaul Iman Radio Broadcasting Station proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
The Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the prophet.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah. And we ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and grant safety to his followers. To the beloved Muslims, I say, Assalamu alaikum. Allah the Exalted said in the chapter of the Quran called Az-Zumar, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This verse tells to say, are those who know equal to those who don't know? Of course they are not. Islamically, we know that people are of different types. All men are not the same, and what happens to people after their death depends on what state they were in when they died. If we speak of all people, we can say that each and everyone falls into one of two groups: those who are accountable and those who are not accountable. When we say accountable, we are referring to the Arabic word mukallaf. Islamically, the accountable person is one who is sane, pubescent, and is one who heard the two professions of Islam in a language he understands. If he is missing one or two or all three of these, he is not accountable. Among the accountable people, some are Muslim and some are not Muslim. Also among the unaccountable people, some are Muslim and some are not. Concerning what happens after one dies, we consider if he was accountable or not. If he died and had never been accountable, for example, he died before reaching pubescence, then he will enter paradise whether he was Muslim or not. Also, the one who dies being sane and pubescent, but, for example, lived in some very remote region and never heard of the two professions, he too, although not Muslim, will enter paradise. In this case, he was not accountable because he never heard the two professions. Among those who are accountable, they are of two types when they die. They either die as accountable Muslims or they die as accountable non-Muslims. All those who die as accountable Muslims will enter paradise, enjoying its pleasures, and dwell there forever. But some will receive torture first because of their sins. But all of those who die as accountable non-Muslims will enter the dreaded hellfire and will never get out of it. They will wish to die again, but they will never die again. You can see now the great importance of being Muslim and preserving one's Islam by avoiding all types of blasphemy. Don't make the fatal mistake of saying, I will become Muslim a little later in my life when I settle down. Do you plan when you will die? What if death comes today? The Scouts have a motto which we can use. It is, be prepared. Be prepared for death today. Ask yourself, is the way I am now at this moment the way I want to be on the inevitable day of my death? We ask Allah to keep us firm on the belief of all the prophets and messengers. I profess that no one is God but Allah, and I profess that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
I start my day by praising Allahu Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the prophet.
The beloved messenger of Allah said, لا يشبع المؤمن من خير يسمعه حتى يكون منتهاه الجنة. This beautiful saying of our Prophet, related by the scholar at Tirmidhi, means that the state of the believer is that he is never full of the good things that he hears, for example, listening to the Islamic knowledge, until he ends up in paradise. Allah, praise and thanks to him, sent us the prophets and messengers as a mercy. They came to the people with the truth and the good news of what awaits those who follow the prophets and die as believers. The prophets told their people in detail what will occur after death. There is no contradiction in what Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad said concerning the events after death, for the truth is the truth, and they are all messengers of the one Creator of us all. All prophets told their people that a day is coming which no one will escape. This earth will be destroyed, and all people who ever lived, from our beloved Prophet Adam until the last human, will be resurrected in body and soul and assembled on a new earth. After this assembling, every person will either enter paradise or hellfire. The prophets also told us what happens after death and before the day of judgment comes. So many people speculate and guess about what happens to those who have died, but the Muslim knows what occurs because of the teachings of the prophets, which are true without doubt. The prophets taught that after death, one continues to experience events in one's grave. After one is buried, two angels come to him and ask him about his belief. Those who died as Muslim will easily answer the questions and will see their place in paradise. Their life in the grave will be comfortable if they were not from among the great sinners. But those who died as non-Muslims will not be able to answer the questions, and the angels will inflict torture upon them. Also, the earth is ordered to squeeze the non-Muslim in his grave, and his torture continues until he is resurrected. The blasphemer sees his seat in hellfire twice a day, which is in itself a torture as well. Some who die as sinful Muslims will also experience torture in the grave before their resurrection. These are those from among the Muslims who died without repenting from great sins. For example, a Muslim who did not perform the obligatory prayers and did not repent of that sin before death chances to be tortured in his grave, although his torture will not be as severe as that of the non-Muslim. When we speak of the grave, we also are referring to those who were not buried after their death. Those who are cremated or eaten by animals or the like will also be questioned and will also experience either comfort or torture as they await the day of judgment. A day will come when Angel Israfil will blow his horn. Everyone who is alive will die, and those in their graves will faint. Then he will blow a second time, and all will be resurrected, men and jinn, and gathered on a new earth, which is bigger, flat, and white in color. The righteous Muslims will come well clothed, riding splendid animals, but Muslim sinners will come barefoot and naked, and the non-Muslims will come dragged upon their faces. The deeds of the people will be presented to them, and will be weighed in a balance. Those who died as non-Muslims will have no good deeds in their balance on that day, for they only receive something in this life for their good deeds, and in the hereafter they have no reward. During this time of standing there is great waiting, and the sun will be so close that some will be immersed in their own sweat, but the righteous Muslims will be shaded by the throne, the largest creation, which covers paradise and more, and their waiting will not be torturous. After these events, everyone will leave the new earth by a bridge which extends to paradise and passes over hellfire. Muslims will pass over the bridge and enter their eternal abode of peace and happiness, except for some Muslims who died as great sinners. They will fall off the bridge into hellfire and will remain there until Allah wills. Then they will get out of hellfire and enter paradise and stay there forever. But those who die as accountable non-Muslims will all fall into hellfire and will never get out of it. They will wish to die because of the severity of the torture, and yet they will never die again, and they will never get used to the torture. May Allah protect us from entering hellfire. The prophets, angels, martyrs, and some other Muslims will perform intercession for the sinful Muslims, and hence some who deserve hellfire will be saved from it, or will get out of it before the time they deserve, by the will of Allah. But there will be no intercession for non-Muslims. They have no chance of leaving the tortures of hell. In paradise and hellfire there are ranks, yet everyone in paradise will be satisfied, and everyone in hellfire will be miserable. Hence you see that there is no time to waste in sinning and disbelief. The Prophet has given us from the revelation he received from Allah the answers to our questions. All we need to do is learn and obey. May Allah make us among those shaded by the throne and who enter paradise without torture beforehand. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Projects Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic-speaking people, but for all people of all races and languages.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
Allahur Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah for it. The rank of the Prophet.